Hello and welcome to our UKCP podcast. We're recording during the COVID-19 restrictions. Restricted measures mean that both psychotherapists and clients are adapting to new online circumstances. In this episode, our CEO, Sarah Niblock, is talking to UKCP psychotherapist and board member Divine Charura to better understand the essential nature of psychotherapeutic research and the role it plays in establishing a long-standing profession. They also discuss the implications of the coronavirus crisis and the opportunities and challenges it poses to research.
Divine, thank you for giving up your time today. You're a very busy man. You're a professor of counselling and psychology at York St John University, and if that were not demanding enough, you're also a very active trustee of UK Council for Psychotherapy. Today we're going to talk about a subject that is very close to your heart, both as a scholar and as a practitioner, and that's research. So can I start by asking you, Divine, what does psychotherapy research mean to you?
Well, that's a question, Sarah, that I think from the very inception of psychotherapy, going back to the 1800s and Freud, thinking about what research would look like, and all the people who've gone on before. But for me, essentially, what I think psychotherapy research is, I think it is the systematic analysis of how, as psychotherapists, we come to know what it is and how it works, as well as its impact on a range of clients and patients and societies and communities and families that we work with. Mm-hmm. So essentially, when we think about psychotherapy research, we're fundamentally thinking about the process of how we come to know and how we come to help our clients with whatever they bring through this thing that we call psychotherapy. Research is therefore underpinned by our curiosity for what we mean by psychotherapy and what we mean by knowing that what we do helps.
I think many people who are perhaps not familiar with research find it quite mystifying. And I wondered whether you could demystify what is meant by psychotherapy research on a practical level.
Yes, well, for me, really, it's based on a few fundamental questions. So, for example, can we possibly describe the phenomena of what psychotherapy is? Is it possible for us to interpret in a way that is clear what it is that we are doing in the consultation room when we're practicing the art and the science, some would argue, of psychotherapy? Is it possible to even help another? And if so, how are we helping another by talking to them, by listening to them, in order to have transformation in their internal process, in their experience, and in their understanding of meaning of their life? So for me, these are absolutely fundamental questions that help us to demystify what it is. But also it relates to, for us as psychotherapists, thinking that not only mastering the methods of our work, but also the assumptions that underlie those methods. So those are the aspects I would say fit into us demystifying what psychotherapy is: a constant curiosity to what we are doing and how it works.
Thank you, Divine, because I think that what comes across very clearly there is that you see psychotherapy research as a means to inform your work as a clinician. Is that right?
That's right. That's exactly right. Yeah, that's exactly right. And of course, we then have these two words, evidence-based. So when we think about evidence-based, we think about evidence-based practice, but we can also turn them around and think about practice-based evidence. So that's the kind of research that is coming directly from what we are doing and our experience of it and how we know it works.
Yes, and I think that if we look at perhaps the struggles that have happened in other disciplines, where practice has traditionally felt like a poor relation to academic scholarship. That is no longer the case, is it? That practice-based research is now well embedded.
Yes.
And is respected, it is counted and articulated in many, many different ways. Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering then how, in terms of your own work then, your own particular research, what does that look like? What does practice-based research look like?
Yeah, so for me, there are a number of questions as well as a number of areas that I focus on when I'm thinking about my own research. I'm interested in my own position in relation to the philosophical underpinnings that I'm drawn to. So, for example, I have done research on the therapeutic relationship and its power in a transformation in the work that we do. So that question is about how effective is what I am offering, or how effective is what other colleagues are offering as the therapeutic relationship. Another important aspect is, what do our clients and the patients that we work with say, and what do they feedback in relation to our process? So when I speak to many colleagues, they say, well, I don't do research. And then I say to them, well, do you use any kind of evaluation? Some would say, oh, yes, I use CORE, clinical outcomes and routine evaluation. Well, already there is an example of looking at an evidence base from your practice to see what it is that is working. In addition to that, I'm also very interested in engaging in asking questions about what is it that is helpful or unhelpful about what we are doing in practice? And lastly, how does psychotherapy meet the needs of the diversity and differences of our clients in contemporary society? So these are aspects that I am interested in and questions that can be directly used when I'm thinking about an evidence base.
Could I ask you to tell us a little bit more about your work on the diversity and differences of our clients in society right now? Because this is something that has clearly come to the fore in relation to access to psychotherapies amongst different groups of people and the cultural sensitivity as well of the services that are available. Could you tell us a little bit more about your work in that direction, please?
Well, yes, I can. Well, so firstly, in cultural literature, there are over 250 descriptions of what diversity means. But in brief, I tend to stick to what in contemporary literature we call the Big Seven. I think I've written about some of this, which building on what other colleagues like Moodley and Lego had written about, thinking the Big Seven in relation to ethnicity, gender, sexuality, age, disability, and so on. And from that, I have become very interested in how different groups are impacted by different experiences and how different groups are met or not met through the psychotherapy process. So the last project I've just had has been writing on psychotherapy and whether it is up to date. I think the chapter I've just written is called Sigmund Freud, Carl Rogers, Melanie Klein, and others did not live in Europe in 2020. And that what that relates to really is asking the question of, is our work, is our practice as psychotherapists meeting the diversity that we work with? So if I hone in on that a bit more, Sarah, we know that, for example, with COVID-19, there has been a huge numbers of papers and interest in why it is affecting people from Black and ethnic minority backgrounds. For example, you know, there's been a paper that's just recently out in The Lancet that is talking about diversity and how it is important for us to consider that in the therapy room. As therapists, are we geared up? Are we trained enough to work across the diverse spectrum? In systemic therapy, they call it the social graces. do we work well with young people, and what are our interventions looking like when we do that? Are we using creative methods? Are we working well with older adults? Are we expecting the same way that we work with people from ethnic minorities to fit our practice, or are we tailoring our practice to fit the client?
I think it's so interesting to hear you speak, Duvan, because as a therapist would, you ask so many questions of the profession. It's highly reflexive, and that in essence is what research is as well, isn't it? You're very much a trustee who champions research. And I know that through working with you, that you're very keen that UKCP psychotherapists as a whole, as a community, should be interested in and engaged with research. Mm-hmm. Why do you think that's important as an organisation like ours? Traditionally, it's been the research active ones, and then there's the practitioners who are extremely busy, and it's very, very hard to necessarily find time on top of a busy caseload. So why is it that you feel so passionate that UKCP psychotherapists should be interested in research?
Well, I think, Sarah, that's a really key question that all psychotherapists and all members of UKCP need to embrace and think on. Ultimately, I think in order for psychotherapy to carry on and survive as a profession, we continually need to both engage in practice-based evidence and evidence-based practice. And this comes from engaging with research. It helps us to know what our clients think about what we do. It helps us demonstrate what we do, whether it's, you know, effective and helpful or not. It helps us to develop and evaluate new and different ways of helping those who need psychological support. And here's another key thing. It really is helpful in helping us to demonstrate the financial value of psychotherapy. So I think that's really at the center of, if we are to survive as a profession, we've already seen the success that cognitive behavioral therapy has had, because when all was said and done, they were able to say, we know what our clients think. We know that what we do is helpful and effective. We know that it is financially viable. And many psychologists who embraced this and had research at the heart were able to demonstrate this. And hence, it seems like part of that modality is surviving. And so I think ultimately, I'm really not into modality wars, because I think we can work together if we research as multidisciplinary teams to really say, how does psychotherapy help, and different modalities of psychotherapy help different patients and clients. So it's really a central question.
And that very much connects with the times in which we're recording this conversation, Divine, because we're in week 9 of lockdown during the COVID-19 emergency, yes, in case anyone's listening to this in 10 years' time. We're starting to see, because the barriers have been dropped in terms of research now being open access. There's a whole range of research emerging, mentioned in relation to Black minority ethnic experiences, as well as a growing international concern about mental health, if not now, certainly further down the line. So what implications might that have for UKCP and psychotherapy research? Does it present us with particular challenges or opportunities?
Well, I think both. Let's start with the opportunities, because I think it's important to focus on the opportunities. There is a paper that was written by, and I'll mention the first two authors. It's a position paper that was published in The Lancet this year in April. And basically, this paper is entitled "The Multidisciplinary Research Priorities for the COVID-19 Pandemic, A Call for Action for Mental Health Science." First authors are Emily A. Holmes and Rory C. O'Connor. And basically what they did in writing with more than 10 other colleagues internationally respected in their different fields, they outlined some of the questions that we must ask if we are to engage in research. For example, the question, what is the effect of COVID-19 on risk of anxiety and depression and self-harm and suicide and so on. So I think the questions that they're asking are important. You know, how do individuals build optimal structures for a mentally healthy life that works for them in the wake of COVID-19 and social and physical distancing? So it's important to look at a position paper like that. It is also important to look at the many papers that are coming out of the World Health Organization and the guidance that relates to an acknowledgement of the scale of psychological distress that is current, but also the amount of trauma and the unknown amount that will emerge post-COVID. So for us as psychotherapists, I think we are well positioned. Thousands of the UKCP members, thousands of psychotherapists, thousands of psychologists and so on are already working with people who are facing the impact of COVID-19, experiencing depression, anxiety, obsessive compulsive experiences, bereavement and loss, trauma, domestic violence, the impact of domestic violence and abuse, isolation and loneliness, impact on relationships. You can tell the list can go on, Sarah. So I think there is an opportunity for us to tap into, number one, what is it that our colleagues, psychotherapists, psychologists are doing in helping people to manage these experiences? What is it that our professional body, the UKCP, is doing? And Sarah, yourself and many other colleagues that you work with through your leadership have been doing a lot to support not only the members, but also frontline staff. So those are some of the opportunities that we have to tap into what it is that we're doing that is helpful, but also to have lessons for ourselves.
I think you're so right, Divine, and I think it does behove us as an organisation to look at how we prepare our practitioners who have the most unparalleled repository of human experience. In their remit, to find ways, ethical ways, but yes, urgent ways to relay that.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things, certainly with your leadership, we're trying to unlock, because it's one of those things in terms of the material is there, but it's enabling people the space, the time and the support to produce it in such a way that it's going to have a meaningful impact. Mm-hmm. But what I would say is that we are campaigning hard to go to understand psychotherapy, to really understand what it is and how it works. And terms like evidence do gall with some of our members, because it feels kind of becoming very clinical and scientific. But there is an urgent need to ensure
psychotherapy is
represented. Available to as many people as possible. And your work, along with countless colleagues engaged in research, is critically important in our campaigning.
Well, so I think it's important. And I think that leads into some of the challenges, because you asked about the challenges. You know, I think it's going to be, how do we tap into that knowledge base, in order to do research and get ethical approval for, larger scale projects or small scale projects? The other bit is, how can we tap into the evidence-based practice? For example, I don't think there's ever been a time in my lifetime, certainly, we've had so many practitioners working online. You know, what is that like? The other challenge that we have is, I know as a researcher myself, the amount of cost, if you are to do a larger scale study, in order to find results that you can generalize, as it were, whether they're large surveys and so on. Myself and a few colleagues at the moment are looking into doing large scale studies on the impact of COVID-19. And we have a survey that's already out for those who might be in lockdown and so on. So these are some of the challenges, financially, in terms of time. How can we support colleagues? And I know, again, Sarah, through your leadership, we have spoken about this, colleagues who are interested in doing research but don't know where to start. Myself and others, and I know UKCP is running some webinars to help colleagues who might be interested, who've always said, I'm not sure how research would fit, that they can access a webinar, they can access some training or mentoring to support them. And the other bit that's really important, which is a challenge, but is absolutely essential, not just for these times, but always, is how can we in the UKCP trainings have at the heart of our training research and its importance, so that the upcoming generation of those who are new to psychotherapy or who are qualifying already have it at heart that research is essential for survival as a profession.
I think you've done a great deal, Divine, in this conversation to make clear what research is and how fundamental it is to psychotherapy. The whole identity of a psychotherapist is so bound up with what may feel like split-second decision-making in therapeutic space is in effect the distillation of so much knowledge and experience acquired. And I think that you've helped to show that this shouldn't be seen as some kind of elite remote activity. PhDs or professorships can carry out. It's something that, as long as you're asking questions and as long as you're reflecting continuously, which of course this is a profession of reflexive practitioners, then you're doing research. So we will do everything that we can to enable and support as many psychotherapists as possible to do that for now and in the future, as you say, by looking at ways that we can further enhance our trainings to make this just feel like as everyday as breathing. Can I ask you one last personal question, Divine? You're a professor, and as I've said, you're one of the, you know, a very active trustee within UKCP. You have a life and you have a practice. I'm just wondering how you fit it all in.
That's a good question. Well, do you know what? I think that it's important to self-care. That's number one. But you see, I think you could probably tell from my voice and when I get going talking, the passion that I have for it. And I think that part of fitting it all in has been through, I think there is a saying that I really like, which comes from Ubuntu philosophical perspectives, African psychology, that says, I am because we are. This idea that no man is an island, and that if I am helpful towards somebody who's interested in research, then they're helpful towards someone else, then there's a ripple effect. So a lot of the things I do, it's not me doing it on my own. You know, UKCP at its heart is very much about working as a team. My professorial work and research, I work in teams. I don't do anything really on my own. A lot of my writing is about relationship, because after all, psychotherapy is about relationship at its heart. So there are many webs of connection and a multidisciplinary working, and psychotherapists can fall into a trap of just being in our silo, in our consultation room on our own. And I know that one of the things we've been very keen on, and I've been keen on, is to, for example, you know, as we speak, and I'm in the north of England, but it applies to the whole four nations, is that we come together through UKCP member forums or groups, or look at where our colleagues are. And that way we can do more together, you know, like this conversation we're having, Sarah. So, and the last bit, there's a saying, isn't there? If you love what you do, you will never have to work a single day in your life. So, because it's all born out of love. You know, you do it with passion and compassion and interest and energy.
Well, thank you, Divine, for all that you do for us and for your clients and for everyone that you interact with. You know, we feel it really well, and thank you so much for that. And as you say, we may be physically distanced, but we're not so distanced.
And no.
As a community, UKCP is there, as you say, and networks can be created, and we're more than a sum of our parts. The more that we can interconnect and work together in this way towards research or whatever goals that we might achieve, I think we can move mountains. So thank you very much, Divine.
Thank you for your leadership, because I know that you've been very keen and open and innovative and curious about how, as psychotherapists, and how UKCP can move forward. But the other bit that I want to say is to say to all the people that listen to this, that they are a part of the change. You know, this idea of be the change you want to see in the world, you know, in relation to research. You know, if you make contacts, if we make networks, we're living in a time where we talk about social distancing. But for me, whilst we're socially distancing, there are other ways in which we can come together and really look towards positive ways of engaging and moving forward.
You've been listening to UKCP psychotherapist Divine Sharura speaking to Sarah Niblock, our CEO. If you are interested in finding out more about the role of psychotherapy during the COVID-19 crisis, then why not check out one of our previous episodes? We are regularly updating our website with helpful guidance and resources, which you can find by visiting psychotherapy.org.uk. Till next time.